So we're here with Representative Lou Fredericks from Northeast Portland.
Right.
I'm from Northeast Portland as well. It's nice to meet a fellow Northeasterner. You were putting together a bill to try to help our, what we call POP POWs, people that are still serving time for something that is now legal. And you just broke the news that it probably won't make it through the session this time.
Well, no. Back up. My bill probably won't. It was a little broader than we could get through and get the details worked out. There will be a bill, there will be a part of the larger bill that will speak to those issues. It may not speak to every one of the issues that I wanted. I wanted to make sure that anyone who had possession was transporting it, was selling it and manufacturing. I wanted, because all those things will be legal in July 1st.
Sure.
So I wanted to make sure that try to get that done. Well, all of those things you can't do because of a number of things. The expungement process is not as simple as it sounds. It's not a wave of a magic wand. It's not
like a pardon or something.
It's not like a pardon, exactly. It's not like apart, and so you have to deal with it. Expungement is a different thing altogether. So my bill, because of the time it would have taken to try to work through all of those discussions with all the legal folks to find out how much it might cost, because if you had to expunge some of those convictions, it meant you had to go back to the judge who had ruled on it.
Okay.
So, and some of those convictions, that's how far, and if you did that, that meant it was going to start costing a lot more money.
I see.
And so we didn't have the fiscal, what we call the fiscal, the cost set at that particular point.
Gotcha.
So we couldn't get that through. However, because there's a committee, the Joint Committee on Marijuana, that's in the legislature, because of that committee that's underway right now, there's going to be a bill that they're creating that will be passed along to the House and the Senate. It's not related to the timing that we had for the other thing. I had to get the other one through by the 1st of April, on the 8th of April. We couldn't get it through.
Right.
But they're still working on that particular bill. We will get something together.
That's really good.
So
news.
I think we're going to get something, and it'll very likely be something on the order of nonviolent possession offenses.
Okay.
It may not deal with manufacturing. It may not deal with transport. It may not deal with lots of sales. We wanted to try to do something in terms of sales, but that was also an issue. How much were you selling? If it was somebody who was selling a small amount, or was it somebody who would organize a big process, a big team to sell? Those, they both say sales, so you had to, that was the kind of detail that you had to work through. So at this point, we're going to probably get something regarding possession, and the possession, I think, will make a difference.
Wow, that's really good news. As the Joint Committee works through Measure 91, one of the things that has come as quite a surprise and shock to our community is their work on the medical side of things. When Measure 91 said we weren't going to change the medical side of things. What's your feeling on that, and what's the progress that's being made?
Well, I'll tell you, to believe that the medical and the recreational are not connected is a mistake. Just truly a mistake. And it's a little naive to believe that you can separate those two so easily. So we have to figure out how we... I'm sorry.
It's all right.
We have to somehow speak to the idea that there are medical and that there are different things. Because one of the things, for instance, we want to make sure is with medical marijuana, you want the quality to be the right amount. You need to know that. Is that going to be the case with recreational? You have to do something to make sure that that's clear. Because you are talking about medicine. You are talking about, you don't want to give people not only range of things, or as someone put it to me just a few minutes ago, on recreation, some recreational marijuana from some places might have pesticides on them.
Yeah.
You don't want that in the medical marijuana.
Yeah, I don't want it in the recreational,
well,
to tell you the truth.
And that's the point. So yeah. So the quality issues are part of this discussion as well.
Okay, final question. We're early in the process. You mentioned Measure 91 is just the beginning of this. It's just the start of this. Some of the things that concern us in our community is equal rights. That is, being discriminated against in the workplace through drug testing or organ transplants, things like that.
Organ transplants. Good question. And I, you know, this is the other issue that we're dealing with. You know, there is a concern that we're dealing with. What happens if somebody's impaired, somebody's driving impaired, and or are they not? And how do you determine that? Those are the kinds of issues that we're going to have to continue to work through. And we've got to get rules. We've got to get sometimes technology that's going to be doing that. We had one thing that failed, I think appropriately at this particular point, but failed. It was saying that one of the best ways to determine how much concentration you have and whether it's affecting you is by taking a blood sample. But we don't want to take blood samples from everybody.
Yeah,
okay? So how do you determine something like that? We don't have those answers. And we're gonna be working through those things over the next, I would guess, several years, quite frankly. This is not, the law and legislation is not a magic wand. You know, you don't have that ability to say we're going to solve everything right away. But you do need to be able to do something. This is the beginning of the process.
All right. Oregon State Representative Lou Fredericks, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate your work.
Absolutely. Take care.
And